the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Lyon Jr. and Mark Doffel. I was struggling to get that out.
What's your problem?
I don't know. I had something in my throat.
Very unprofessional.
I know. I don't know, man. It happens sometimes.
But unlike other podcasts, once we click record, it's
That's fucking it. We don't edit. It doesn't take like 5 hours to do a half-hour fucking show. Hit record, man. Let's do it. See what we got.
Right there, like a real radio show.
I know.
They won't let us on real radio, but if they
did... We tried. You know, I've been picketing in front of the local radio station.
I worked in radio for a short period.
Yeah. They laugh at you when you say you wanted to be on-air talent. They said, you.
Pretty much.
Look at this guy.
Pretty much.
Yeah, they think you're a piece of shit. What do you think about that?
I live and breathe radio.
I live and breathe shit.
Can do a show.
On the way here today... I saw the world's...
I thought you just live in this room, and then I come in and do the podcast with you, and I leave, like, see you later, see ya. You just sit there all day long.
That's why I'm so dirty. You don't let me shower or anything.
Wait, but I got you chained to the desk.
Like, there's, like, a radiator in here I'm chained to.
No, it's like those desks, like, the tables they have in prison. They have a little hook in there for the handcuffs.
Yeah. I guess I just shit myself and stuff. After a while, you get used to it.
Well, there's a toilet. Your seat for the podcast is just a toilet.
Ooh, good idea. Yeah, good, good.
I don't know why people don't put more toilets in the living room.
Well, I have an idea.
Fuck it, I'll never have to get up again.
I have an inkling. I think it was a Saturday Night Live sketch where it was a sofa / toilet. It was a toilet like Lazy Boy, something like that.
They had one where it was the couple's toilet.
That I remember, too.
My favorite SNL commercial was the, I don't know if it's my favorite, but one of my favorites is the one where they have like that old piece of shit car, but it was brand new.
Oh, yeah.
Someone would break into it.
It was a security system where it just looked like a piece of shit.
Springs are sticking out, oil leaking.
Yeah, it's like all beat up on the outside. When you look in the window, you know, the inside's beat up too, but it's fake. Once you get inside...
Was that the case?
I think so. Once you're sitting inside,
I think
it's all fancy.
The joke was that it was all shit.
I don't think so. I mean, that's not how I remember it, but, you know, memory. Who knows?
Yeah, I make sure when I drive places to
have
nothing in my car that's visible. Because they won't break in if they don't see something
yeah,
they can steal, usually.
I know. Well, I mean, my policy is I'll beat the shit out of my car. That's why I drive around a piece of shit. You think I drive around a 1987 Cavalier, you know, on purpose?
You don't have a 87 Cavalier.
I know. That was my first car, remember?
That's what my uncle says, too. He's like, I don't want a nice car because people will run into it.
I mean, they're not running into nice cars on... Oh, shit, that car's nice. Let's ram it. I mean, it'll happen if it's going to happen.
Well, of course, there's also the famous SNL commercial, the Crystal Gravy one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And I'm excited to hear that Crystal Pepsi's on its way back.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't that good.
What either was Saturday Night Live?
The creator of Crystal Pepsi said he knows why it stopped being made because it was shit, he said. It tastes like shit. But to me, it tastes mostly like
regular Pepsi.
It tastes
like Pepsi because it was fucking clear.
I loved it.
Yeah, it was fine for me. It's fucking Pepsi. Close your eyes. You're drinking Pepsi.
I don't know. I used to get... That was what I always get. Like, someone said, what do you want to drink? Like, give me some Crystal Pepsi, man.
Well, wait, I didn't buy Crystal Pepsi. So I guess they're not having that, huh? Like, you go to somebody's house for dinner. Hey, what do you want to drink? Give me some Dom Perignon.
No, I remember.
Like, oh, I don't have that.
I remember working with my father. By working, I meant I'd go to where
and stand there,
the house he was working on, and just kind of sit around. And this is before, like these days, you'd just be on your phone or your tablet. I would just stand around. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah, like anytime you helped, like when I would help my father, quote unquote help, like, you know, housework or, you know, like, you know, shit around the yard or something. It's just me standing.
For
there.
For some reason, I remember this particular time we went. It was his friend's, like, mother's neighbor's house or something. They already moved out, and he was just doing work in their kitchen.
Or was he rummaging?
And we both, all three of us went there. I had nothing
to do. Who is the three? You talk about you and your father.
His father's friend, I said. Oh. It was his father's friend's.
You named, like, eight
mother's
people.
Neighbor. Anyway, he like, you know, he had me carry like in a bucket of stuff in or whatever. But then he said, hey, I don't know why I remember this because it's completely useless memory. I'm going to the store to get some burger. I'm going to get some snacks and a drink. What do you want? And I said, Crystal Pepsi. And he brought me back a bottle of Crystal Pepsi. For some reason, I remember that. I don't know why.
He's a good man.
There's going to be more valuable thoughts that could have taken the place of that thought.
I know. I know. You know what?
Because that memory's useless.
The brain is the shittiest computer ever.
Well, not really.
It is.
It's pretty impressive, actually.
Nah, it's a piece of shit. Computer, I can prioritize, and this is what I need. I got the RAM here. Brain. Like, I need to remember every episode of ALF, but it's there.
Oh, yeah, except you're forgetting the part where your brain only, like, your eyes only see certain things, but your brain fills in the rest.
Yeah, so who knows what's really going on around me? It's all illusion.
It's true.
It's bullshit. My brain's a piece of shit. So is yours. It's fucking nonsense. So, as I was gonna say, I was driving over here, and I saw the world's oldest cowboy. This old man coming out of, like, the...
Brushy Bill Roberts?
Yep.
Billy the Kid himself.
Like, the VFW post. And he was wearing a cowboy hat.
He's a veteran, Mark. You can't goof on him.
He looked like shit. He was just so... He looked like Yoda wearing a cowboy hat. And I thought, you know what, man? Just be an old man. When you're that old, you don't need to pick a fucking theme.
You should have pulled over, took a picture of him, and then posted it on our Twitter. We gotta get some...
I know.
Some people on there.
Because if you're just wearing regular old man clothes, you just blend in. No one's gonna think, look at that old man. Nah, he's a fucking old man. Who cares? But now, all of a sudden, like, if you're a biker old man, you're a cowboy old man, I'm a clown old man, you look fucking ridiculous.
I mean, we gotta step up our Twitter game because we offer nothing.
Yeah,
all we post is the auto posts of our show episodes. For some reason, it does it twice, which I've never been able to figure out why.
Needs to.
Like no, like one right after the other. Yeah, always.
Double your fun.
And so that means that no one pays attention to us. It's like we always say, if you establish that you're not really a talkative person,
they kind of ignore you.
Yeah, for the rest of the time, they're just ignoring
and
you.
And even when you try to say something, you just don't register.
And then if you do, or if they do notice, then they have to bring it up.
Huh, you don't say anything.
That fucking irritates the hell out of me.
I know.
When people go, how come you never talk? How come you're an asshole? How come you never blow me? Do you think that's going to make it more comfortable for me? By you pointing out that I don't
talk? Well, they don't think about that because they're not the kind of person who gets uncomfortable in a social situation, so they don't put that on you. You see? Like, that doesn't even cross their mind. For them, like, why would I be nervous in front of other people? Who cares? Mm. So they don't consider that.
Speaking of that, sort of, when I was at a concert last week, first of all, I'm getting too old for concerts because I've got to stand there for like 2 hours waiting for the band.
Oh, my knees are killing me.
When the band I like is on there, I'm good. Because, you know, I'm into it. But the fucking opening acts, I'm like, God damn it.
Back's hurting. Oh, God.
Like, I've been here for 5 minutes and I already can't. I'm like doing weird things where I'm like on one foot so I can rest the other one because it's all sore.
I don't think that's very helpful because now you're putting double the weight on the one foot.
So I was like, man.
Maybe if you could float. No, I have to levitate.
So anyways, there's this girl in front of me. Pretty attractive.
Oh, well, you were there with your girlfriend, right?
I was there by myself.
Oh, were you? Okay, yeah. Good. I was going to say, you can't be looking at shit.
Do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And then, all of a sudden, this dude walks over, shakes her hand.
How do you do?
Now, I couldn't hear anything. From what I gathered is he asked her, like, he basically asked her out on the spot.
Hey, you want to do something?
And she said, no, I'm with my boyfriend. And then he goes, oh, okay. And he walked away. But I'm like, the balls on this guy.
I know.
Who the fuck does... Who goes, hey, look, an attractive girl. I'm single. Maybe I'll go ask her out.
There are plenty of guys who were just so
not
brazen.
Not plenty. That's rare.
So brave.
It's so rare that girls are completely confused by the
you
whole
know
situation.
What? And it works in the guy's favor because they are so thrown by it. Sometimes it works. Like, wow. Okay.
Yeah, but they say, like, confidence is the key. But every time I've ever seen a guy do that sort of thing, the girls are completely confused. Like, what happened? Did he just ask you out? Yeah, isn't that weird?
I don't know. That reminds me of my one friend. I remember a while back I mentioned he came to visit from Florida. He's that kind of guy.
But I think girls would rather you strike up a conversation.
Yeah, no, I know.
Just don't walk up and go, hey, what are you doing, lady? You want to go out? Want to go back to my place? You know, they don't like that. They want you to be like,
hey, you like fucking?
I don't know, some imaginary, like...
Because that's, like, my number one
you're
thing.
You're so witty, you can just go up and, like, hey, look at that, blah, blah, blah.
Ha-ha, look at your titties, they're so big. Ha-ha-ha, aren't you clever?
The only thing I can do is goof on people around me. That's what I
can
do.
That's my thing. Like, hey, look at that guy.
Some girls don't like that either.
It depends how you do it. Don't be mean about it.
That's my brother, you son of a bitch. I'm going to tell him.
Check out that fat fucker.
Hey, Todd, he just said that you... What? And then he kicks your ass.
My move is to run.
You just start humping their legs.
Dude.
Ever so gently.
So
you're mostly wearing pants, so it's okay.
My friend from Florida, his move is...
Sure, your friend from Florida. Likely story. My girlfriend who lives in Canada.
He actually exists. Okay?
She goes to another school district. You wouldn't know her.
But he does something he calls parking lot pimping. Where...
That sounds stupid.
He goes to, like, at like a closing at a bar. You fucking go to the parking lot when everyone's leaving, and he'll just do that shit where he just goes up to girls and says, "Oh, there's a hot girl," walks right up, and you know, takes his chances. And like, it's so insane.
Does it ever work?
I guess he's had some. I mean, I haven't seen it. I've just heard him talk of it. I mean, you know how play the statistics. Do it a fucking 100 times and maybe one time will work. I mean, it's a, I don't know. It worked.
Did you know that if he did, if he got like, if a drunk girl came out and said, okay, let's go, he'd basically...
I know.
It's well, no, there's apparently like every state now has laws in the books called yes means yes, where you need actual like, yeah, like they have, you have to ask them and they have to say yes is a new rule.
But wait a minute. Then
that's like the law in the books. Otherwise, you can be prosecuted.
Yeah.
Days.
Well, okay. What kind of sense does that make?
Well, because.
But wait. Hold on.
Because normally,
if they're drunk and they still say yes, you're still going to say the yes didn't mean it, right?
Well, yeah, because you can't. A person cannot consent if they're under the influence of.
I've said it 100 times. Who's at fault? Are we both at fault if we're both drunk? How does it work?
Yeah, I guess so.
Are we both getting arrested? I doubt it.
Well, on occasion, they have arrested 2 minors who have sex, so
yeah.
It could happen if a prosecutor has a hard-on for it.
Literally, that sick fuck.
But basically, for years, the way it's always worked in real life is, you kind of, the girl never says, you don't go, may I enter your vagina with
my
penis?
Yeah, you don't ask anyone, you make your moves, right. And if she's with it, we go with it.
Yeah, I guess.
That's fucking life.
I guess secretly, if she's a, you know... And by the way, you know, the thing is, I guess I've always felt these roles because girls who are like, I've dated like the girls I call the slug or the gourd who had like no personality and didn't talk much.
So you fuck like a mollusk and a piece of fruit?
I didn't have sex with them because they probably would have let me, but they didn't seem all that into it. Like they weren't pushing me away, but they were just like real shy about it. I'm like,
but I mean, that could have just been them, how they are.
Well, yeah, you
maybe
know,
they are into it, but that's just how they are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure plenty of guys went through with it, but I was like, I need a girl who's kind of look seems into it. Otherwise, it seems like rape to me. But these days, you're supposed to go, may I have
you know
sex
what?
With you?
That's just
which sounds like a real
that's just some PC bullshit. That's not what people actually do, though.
It's not PC. There's laws in the books.
That's fine, but you understand people don't actually do that.
Well, I'm saying you can be prosecuted if you don't.
You can be prosecuted for anything.
Well, no, things that are against the law.
No, I mean, who's this? You know when a listen, if you're with a lady and things are moving along, you know when she wants to move it along. Correct?
It's a doctrine of affirmative consent. The yes means yes rule. The answer is, well, yes. About a quarter of all states in the District of Columbia now say sex isn't legal without a positive agreement. Although some states undercut that standard by requiring proof of force or resistance as well. So basically, in several states, if you don't ask the girl for permission, she could later go to the police and say, he raped me.
I mean... Whatever. I don't know. You know, a lot of this shit... I know, yeah, whatever, it's a law, but it doesn't, like, emulate actual life. Because you know in real life, people don't... It's not so formal. I don't walk around the legal pad with... Or maybe we should. Let's have a legal pad with the tearaway forms. And when we're going to have sex, you sign.
Well, the thing about it is that... What's to stop a girl from...
Just saying that...
Waking up the next morning and deciding... I really regret that. I've decided that.
Yeah,
that
exactly. Like, you consented.
Or, you know, either way, or the guy, whatever.
Anyone. Cause, well, you know what? Guys don't have rights in that regard. Because then you just get laughed out of there.
True.
You know that's true. And listen.
Which makes sense.
Of course it makes sense, but it's not equal. We don't have equal rights.
Well, it shouldn't be equal. I've said this a million times. A guy cannot be raped. Not by a girl.
I was about to rape you. It's a good thing you said that.
I was so close. Not by an of-age girl. I mean, this is...
Like an elderly woman?
Is there any scenario where you would turn... say you're single, or maybe not, but... are you going to be raped? No.
I mean, for the most part, I can overpower a woman.
If you're single, you're going to accept... No matter what it is, you're probably going to accept
it. No matter what it is. Please, listen. What? There's plenty of monsters that you don't want to have sex with.
But if you get yourself... If you're in the situation, she's not jumping you in the streets. If you're in a bedroom with her, you've thought about it, all right? That's the thing.
Well, if you're in a bedroom with her, you obviously that's what you want, because you wouldn't be in
that
position.
That's what I'm saying. What scenario is a guy getting raped?
I'm just saying, though, if the one out of a million times that it does happen, I mean, it's super unlikely. Let's just say it's one out of 10 million, you know, chances that it could happen. And if you're that one out of 10 million, you have no recourse.
I don't see how it's possible.
I mean, that's why I'm saying one out of 10 million. It's near unlikely, but you can't say anything's impossible.
I don't get it. I don't know. I don't even think these 15-year-old kids who are having sex with their teachers, shouldn't even be illegal, really. I mean, she should get fired.
Well, of course. Well.
But come on. 15-year-old kid. Oh, she took advantage. No, she didn't.
Well, they still did. Even though kids...
Dude, 15-year-old kids are fucking watermelons or whatever they can find.
I understand that. A 15-year-old boy wants to have sex, but as an adult...
You know, this is one thing I thought you'd agree with me on, but you always got to play devil's advocate.
Well, no, because listen to this. Who do you think 15-year-old boys have sex with? 15-year-old girls. So how about an adult man has a male teacher has sex with his 15-year-old girl student? No,
exactly.
All of a sudden you're like, that's not right.
Exactly.
Now let's throw him in fucking jail.
I don't know if you noticed, but girls have different opinions of sex. It's different. They're having sex with their teacher because they're in love, not because of lust.
But it doesn't matter.
Yes, it does. There's a huge difference.
That's still an adult taking advantage.
And the guy should be arrested, but the woman shouldn't. It's not taking advantage.
It still is.
That's a guy who just wants to... He'd have sex with anything.
I mean, of course he would.
He didn't care how old the woman is. He's fucking bragging to his buddies, too. Come on. You know it's different. To say that it's the same thing is stupid.
I don't know. Listen, we are all... human. We are all equal. Men and women. Same rights. So we're not going to have different rules. Listen, how about this? Women get paid 72 cents on the dollar. Men get paid a dollar.
Not the same thing.
And then we should all be equal. Equal laws. Equal wages.
It is an equal law. And if the guy wants to press charges, then let him.
Well, they do.
But I'm saying if the 15-year-old says no, it was consenting, they shouldn't get in trouble. That's what I'm saying.
Well, unfortunately, a 15-year-old has something called parents, and they're the ones who are responsible for him. He also can't go buy a pack of cigarettes, go buy some beer. He has parents. He's too young.
I mean, they've even made laws where it's an 18-year-old and then a 27-year-old, and because she was a teacher, they have laws in the books that say teachers can't do that. You're going to jail.
Now that's, I mean, everyone's of age. That's fucking ridiculous. Now, being fired, I understand, because that's unprofessional. But if everyone's of age, listen, I'm just dumb. All right? I failed like a grade or so. Hell, when I was in school, we had guys who were in their 20s still in high school. They weren't even seniors yet. You want to fuck somebody, man? That's your privilege for being so dumb. You're in the 7th grade and you're 27 years old.
No.
So you got to have some perk.
Anyways, on a new topic.
Okay, good.
I'm not going to argue with you anymore. I swear, sometimes you just take the opposite.
That's what I always do. If you would have said this other thing, I would have jumped on the other side.
I guess it's better for the listener than two guys just preaching.
What kind of show are we going to have? You know, you hear about this? Yeah, you're right.
Well,
no, it's a silence?
Or just be us preaching. We'd be preacher. That's what a preacher is. He's only got one side.
Well, because no one else is there taking the opposing view.
There's no one. Yeah, there's no one in the church like, hold on a second. Let me get this straight.
So then who made God? That doesn't make any sense.
Step aside, preacher. Let me get to the podium. All right.
Yeah, no, it doesn't work that way. There's one point of view, and I yell it.
I don't understand.
It's fucking boring.
You know what? Forget all that shit. Just the fact that people go to church every week, I don't know how they get put up with the boredom. It's the same shit all the time. Like, we've already heard all this before.
Yeah, I know. If you're a regular churchgoer, you know what's coming.
In some religious sects, they literally say the same thing in the same day of every year. Like Catholics. Yeah. Same thing. At least, like...
Change it up.
Yeah, at least, like, evangelicals and their preachers, you know, they have little different speeches.
Well, no, all I know is, you know, what my parents do. And... For most of it, it is the same shit on the same day every year, for the most part. But during the sermon, where the priest just kind of speaks, then he'll change it up. You know, have some different stuff.
What an easy job.
Being a priest? I don't know, that whole no fucking thing. And
oh, please. You can fuck all you want.
We've talked about it.
How are they
Go
finding
three
out?
Towns over. Go to a strip club, get
three
a whore.
Towns over. Do you know what priests work at the church? I mean, around the corner from you? No, no one does.
The regular churchgoers do.
Yeah, but he's not fucking regular churchgoers. He goes to the bar and he picks up like 20-year-olds, you know?
I wouldn't keep it local because it's too hard. It's too easy to get caught.
Father?
Yeah, exactly. you don't think anyone you know is going to be at the same fucking bar? You got to travel.
I suppose.
It's like a guy cheating on his wife. You fucking don't go to the neighborhood bar. It's around the corner from your house. Your wife might drive by and see you over there.
Yeah, but good
there.
Luck. Well, I guess they could give him a camera. Like, here's the priest. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I've said it for years that you could become a priest.
Listen, they don't get paid a lot of money. You don't like going to church in the first
place.
You get
a free
house. No, it's mandatory you go to church.
But I could be the funny priest. I remember when I was a kid. The two or three times I went to church, there was always like, there was this one priest.
Juggling and shit.
Well, he was like
he'd
always have like one-liners.
He was like Andrew Dice Clay as a priest.
His name was Father Adolf.
Oh, like fucking Hitler.
Well, his last name was Adolf.
Yeah. Adolf.
I remember the one time he was talking about going to see Toy Story with his friend. I'm like, what the fuck friend do you have if you're going to see Toy Story? This seems weird, buddy.
Are you one of those gay priests or molester priests?
Listen,
because you're going to see a kid's movie?
I hear priests or none. I hear that's an odd person. There's something going on there.
Well, obviously. If they're old, then I say, well...
They probably signed up when they're young, though.
Maybe. No, if they're old, I don't know if... I don't really consider them weird just because it was a different generation and maybe that's, you know... kind of people did that back then. If you're like 80, it's like, I guess. But if you're a young person now, when you see remember they had that show where they were following around like nuns just starting out?
Oh yeah, it wasn't as good as you think.
Yeah, that's why when I see that shit, I'm like, those chicks are fucking, there's something off.
And as far as I've heard, that there's barely any nuns and priests joining now.
I know, that's why they start changing the rules, becoming all lax, trying to drum up some
business. Now they let dogs be priests.
Yeah,
roof roof roof.
Oh,
very good sermon, Father. Here's a milk bone. He gives milk bones to... What's his problem? He's growling at me.
It's the devil. Devil, I tell you.
We had a dog attack at church. I don't know. He just snapped. I don't know what happened.
Well, he felt the Holy Spirit. And you know what? I felt it as well.
But he wasn't socialized enough. You just keep him in that chain behind the church until the next Mass. What do you expect?
Did you hear how I said as well?
Mm-hmm.
I said that because I hate people who say as well.
I think you mentioned this like 2 weeks ago.
I didn't. I talked about it off the air, but then I didn't.
You claim it up on air. I claim that you. I think you talked about it on the air.
I didn't. Then you said when I went on my rant about it, you said you should talk about it on the air. It's like,
I think you did.
Well, fuck you. Fuck you as well. All these assholes are too good to say two.
Well, I'm grammatically speaking, isn't it proper to say as well instead of two?
I don't know. Two.
But you don't
two
care.
Means also. I can fucking say, yeah, me too. Because I'm a regular person having a regular conversation. Not me as well. Fuck you.
That reminds me, this isn't movie critic cynics or anything, but I finally watched Idiocracy.
You watched it as well?
as well. Because, you know, I've wanted to see it for years, but for some, it's just never been available.
Yeah, it's a good flick.
It was disappointing. I you know what it is?
Do you think the hype was too much? Like, it's a fine movie, but you've been hearing about it forever?
Yeah, you hear about it for years, and you picture it in your head, and then when you finally see it, it's like, fuck, that's not...
Nah, I hear you. Look, there's plenty of things that are fucking fine, but when you hear people going on and on about it, how fucking awesome it is, and then you watch it, and it's like, if I just would have seen the movie without any foreknowledge of it, I think, that's pretty good.
Could have been better, I think.
Nah, everything could have been better.
And you know, that Maya Rudolph was really hot in that movie.
Yeah, usually...
Usually she doesn't look hot.
I don't like her face. I don't like that weird
nose.
She's
got that sourpuss.
Yeah, that weird nose of hers, it's bad.
She's got a good... I mean, 10 years ago when they made that movie, she had a good body.
I mean, she's fine.
I don't know what she looks like now.
Yeah, probably not that... A tad older.
Well, she's had kids and stuff, so...
Yeah, well, she's... You know, you're kind of, like, in Hollywood, so you gotta kind of keep your shit together.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
So you say you'd turn down Maya Rudolph if she asked you out?
Nah. No.
No, you wouldn't turn her down?
No, I wouldn't. I don't like her. I don't really find her funny. I mean, maybe she is, and, you know, personally, like all these comics, I don't find them fucking funny. But if they're in an interview and they're just being themselves, they can be funny. It's like, you know, I guess they're funny.
What about Kristen Schaal?
I don't even know who that is.
The girl from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, her. I like her in Flight of the Conchords. I didn't like her in that fucking Last Man on Earth, though.
I know, but I'm asking if you'd, like, would you date her? Like... She's kind of weird looking.
I'd fucking try it out. What the date? Does that mean I have to date her for 10 years?
Well, yep. Signing
contract. Like, yeah, I'll date her. I'll fucking take her out. Maybe she's cool.
She's weird looking naked, though, right?
Do you imagine her being frumpy?
I know
she seems that way.
But she's got, like, big breasts, but kind of a skinny body. But they're probably not, like, you know, perky.
I don't know. That's, you know, she might be playing that up because of her persona. Like,
well,
she might kind of, like, hunch over.
She's a goofy person, so I don't know.
What? Goof?
Could she play a hot chick? I don't think.
No. She could play a hot chick. But she could wear sexy clothes and probably look all right.
I don't know.
I think she plays up the goofiness, though.
I find her attractive. I like her.
Yeah, she's fine.
But I don't know. I don't know. I don't think she can play anything but that goofy.
Well, probably not. As you said, she can't play the hot chick.
Yeah, I gave up on that Last Man on Earth show.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I saw like two episodes or something, and I was like,
these are an adult cuts of asshole. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Every week they'd add somebody else.
I know.
They added the fat guy that was on Better Call Saul.
Another chick.
They added January Jones. I'm like, what is this?
It was boring.
No nudity. Well. Yeah, that's the thing, too. I have a hard time with network shows. They're just too watered
bland.
Down for me.
That's why I don't like comics, because you see, like I've said it 100 times. When Chris Rock first came around, I seen him on Saturday Night Live. I fucking hated him. I'm like, this guy's not fucking funny. This guy's shit. Once he got off of Saturday Night Live, started doing his own thing. Like, oh my god, this guy is fucking hilarious. He's really funny. And now he's like one of the top stand ups of his day, of his age.
Ever, perhaps.
Yeah, probably. But who would have known? It's because when you're on a fucking network, they water that shit down. It's so tame. It's fucking horrible. You can't be funny.
Well,
I challenge
SNL
you.
Had some good mo. I mean, SNL had a run of being good.
Yeah, like 25 years ago, yeah.
When Chris Rock was on.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, nowadays, people talk about how it's funny. I hear people talk about laughing. I may have even seen people laugh. I mean, I don't experience that.
Where are you? What are you going to a viewing party?
Yeah, yeah. Just I hear
SNL
shit.
SNL viewing party. Yay.
I hear shit. No one wants me around that kind of stuff because they see me not laughing, it makes them feel uncomfortable.
I've watched it by accident. Although I used to date a girl whose best friend was like a Saturday Night Live junkie. She like tape it and just watch it all
she
week.
She fucked me to watch Saturday Night Live once.
She loved it. It was
that
like,
kind of junkie.
And she would admit that it wasn't that good, but she still loved it. I'm like, yeah, it kind of sucks now. And she's like, yeah, it's not that good anymore, but I got to watch it over and over again for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I was that way with some shows. It's like, I've been watching it for years and I haven't laughed. It takes me a while sometimes before... Well, actually, this is the old Mark. The old Mark used to watch shit and not like it. Now I'm just like, fuck it. Not watching that anymore.
Time's too valuable. I did watch a newer episode of The Simpsons the other day, though.
I have been watching The Simpsons, you know, just because it gets kind of good again. for a few years it was bad, and then it started getting good again. So like, I'm watching.
I didn't see the end, but I saw most of the one where he became Mr. Duffman.
That I didn't see.
That was from this year, I think.
Yeah, it was. It was. I missed it.
So I guess this is a bonus movie cynics.
Because we mentioned one fucking thing?
We mentioned like six things. Six things, man.
There's no bonus in life.
Well,
you get what you get, then you're fucking dead. That's your bonus, dying.
All right, that's it.
The sweet release. You happy now?
Mm-hmm. You know what's not happy?
The Hot Shot Whiz Kids. If you hadn't noticed.
HotShotWizKids.com.
HotShotWizKids.com. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Telefront. What?